Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Up to 1 million plant and animal species are at risk of going extinct. And according to the United Nations, a lot of that could happen in the next few decades. To stem the losses, the UN wants to conserve 30% of the planet's land and water for wildlife. And with a goal that big, it can help to start small. WBUR's Barbara Moran tells us about a conservation project aimed at protecting rare moths on Martha's Vineyard.
It's probably safe to say that most people don't visit Martha's Vineyard for the moths. But maybe that's because they've never met a moth like this one, the Melsheimer's sack bearer.
It's a great, great animal. It's a gorgeous animal. It's, the pattern on its wings looks like a sunset. It's beautiful.
Paul Goldstein is the curator of moths and butterflies at the Smithsonian. He says the moth is called a sack bearer because it makes itself a little sleeping bag out of leaves. And one of the few places it lives in New England is Martha's Vineyard.
It's just an amazing place. There are examples of habitats out there that are unique or the best of their kind in the region.
One rare vineyard habitat is this one, a woodsy 97-acre site known as the Medicine Lots. It's home to 16 species of rare moths. The Nature Conservancy's Mike Whittemore says one reason for the site's moth appeal is a rare geological feature, a glacially formed depression called a frost bottom.
Just a short walk down here.
A frost bottom forms a microclimate because cold air settles down at night. The bottom of these depressions can get frost all year long, even in summer. The one the Nature Conservancy is restoring here is a shallow depression about 500 feet wide. These frost bottoms, combined with the sandy soil, create the perfect environment for one of the moth's favorite foods, a shrubby tree called scrub oak.
Scrub oak is a host plant for a lot of rare and uncommon Lepidoptera species, so butterflies and moths.
The frost can kill the baby leaves of the scrub oak, forcing it to push out new leaves several times a year. Moths love this.
The moths really like the new growth to feed on because it's very tender, it's high in nitrogen, it's low in tannin content. And so it's the perfect situation for a lot of these rare moths.
Here's the problem. Because people have suppressed fire in this frost bottom for 100 plus years, other trees like the pitch pines and the white oaks have gotten too tall. Their canopy blocks the sun, and the scrub oak doesn't get enough light. The way to help the habitat is to cut down a lot of the tall trees.
We're going to wrap around here. You can get some sort of good vistas from out this way.
Whittemore walks out of the woods onto the edge of the frost bottom. It's littered with freshly cut tree stumps. On the far side of the field, a backhoe lifts branches and feeds them into a wood chipper. Whittemore says it may seem extreme, but it's necessary to preserve the habitat.
We kind of need to come in here and do this management. And if we don't, we'll shade out some of the species that are rare, and it'll create a different microclimate. And that wouldn't be good for biodiversity on the island.
It makes you wonder, all this for moths? Yes, a lot of moths are pests, but it turns out some moths can be the linchpin of an ecosystem. Uli Lorimer is director of horticulture for the Native Plant Trust.
Moths have an outsized ecological role to play. They're not just the little brown things that come to your porch light.
They're pollinators, he says, and a vital food source for bats. And maybe most important, without moths, there would be no songbirds.
If you have a breeding pair of black-capped chickadees in your yard, they'll need somewhere north of 6,000 caterpillars in a season in order to successfully rear a brood of chicks. And the bulk of that comes from moth caterpillars.
Like other ecologists familiar with the Medicine Lots restoration, Lorimer says that the project is likely to succeed and protect the rare moths. But he points out that ecological restoration isn't just about helping one plant or one animal. It's about restoring all the connections in a rare ecosystem and learning to appreciate each little interlocking piece. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.